We're stormtroopers and we can hit. Under the helmet we can't see shit. I don't wanna talk about the Death Star tragedy. I don't wanna make Darth Vader mad at me. I don't wanna go to a penal colony.
Far above the planet Mirakir, the Star Destroyer Vengeance draws against the speckled blackness of space like a blade. Within the vessel, Field Marshal Idris paces impatiently above the entrenched Imperial ensigns and technicians.
Where are those HUD transmissions from Alpha Squad?
I need to know what's bloody happening down there.
Idris barks at no one in particular.
Sir, we are still getting a lot of interference from the derelict. We may get a better signal closer to the wreck.
Captain Lancaster turns from the observation window with a triumphant smirk. Idris returns the expression with a cold glare, and Lancaster waves his hand down to signal the order.
Side wipe.
Jerk remains suspended in midair as the Jedi raises his verdant lightsaber to strike. Then both of you hear sounds like a coughing before you realize that it's something between a pained laugh and a sob.
Jedi, taking you to hell with me.
As Chattington holds up his thermal detonator and activates it.
That fucking dick.
Oh my god.
Suddenly, Jerk falls to his feet, the Jedi leaping to cover, the thermal detonator beeping faster and faster. W1, yells, Captain! Jerk turns to his left to see W1 waving to him from a gap in the formal.
Captain!
It is just wide enough for you to squeeze through. Roll dexterity.
Quick, this way!
Wait, we're doing
five.
Four?
Four!
So I have a 3 dex.
Jumping through the gap, you're able to make it, but you stumble as you're coming through the gap. You do not land on your feet.
Careful, Captain.
And the explosion rocks through the, you know, funneled through that point that you just escaped from, but otherwise, you are relatively unscathed.
Nice.
Your group, after the hallways were separated through, you know, magnet magic or whatever, whatever that was, it was hard to tell.
So who's on my side right now?
With you is W1.
Six.
Zorn.
God damn it.
And among the surviving troopers are Zorn's favorite, Strudel, and Yes Man.
Who's Yes Man?
Part of the squad.
Nice.
He seems pretty agreeable, so.
Oh, cool. Yes Man. Sick.
Are we still
on the same
us
team?
Us three,
yes.
Strudel. We're on the side that just closed.
Oh,
I'm
just in a blaster between
them. You're at the end of a three-way junction. He separated both teams to isolate Jerk, and then the thermal detonator thing happened.
Gotcha. Can I do something like as a free action real quick?
What do you want to do?
Where's the lizard?
Where is the
magic lizard that blocks the force?
As soon as that occurs to you, you see W1 bend over slightly, turn his chassis and raise it up slightly above his head to show you.
I have never felt the need to kiss a robot. Good, excellent work, Worker One.
Kissing is a form of human affection. Feeling affectionate towards me?
Not anymore.
Noted. I gently lay the lizard down
salute. No, stop saluting. Pick it up. Very good. Your job is to carry it now.
Yes, and I'm struggling. I think it's a lot bigger than I am.
It is. You would be hard pressed to do other actions while you were holding the lizard.
I want to build something.
What do you
want to
build?
Is there anything or something I can function into, like some sort of a tarp? Any sort of. I don't know what would have been any explosion.
You would have.
Somebody would have
basically like. You know, synthetic plastic-like thread that through your droid programming, you could more or less 3D print into a small tarp, call it about 2 feet by... Sorry, 2x2 Imperial units.
Yeah, I'm going to have...
Well, it's in a... it is in a, like, glass chassis, kind of.
Oh, cool.
It was a preserved, captured specimen.
Yeah, then I'll just wrap, you know, tie it around that and then carry it over my shoulders and just huff along, slightly hunched. You know, I mean, I think I can carry it. It'll be slow going. It'll be slow going.
Could you 3D print all the time?
Yes. Well, like you just kind of see extra limbs, you know, pop out of his arm and like slowly weave the fabric together into like a little tarp.
We could make so many Shinzo Abe-like weapons.
Okay, so we're. Wait, are there any other fantastic skills that you're just keeping to yourself?
Sir, sadly no, but I do have the ability and the technology to repair any sort of limbs that may be lost, or organs that may be lost, or...
I don't like what you're insinuating.
Well, if the Jedi finds us again, and it has not perished, and it gravely wounds one of us.
No, I know. I didn't mean, like, I literally don't know what you're implying. I knew what you're implying.
Oh.
I don't want you to be implying that. That's not
right.
That's not a winner's attitude.
So you would not like to know the odds of us leaving this encounter unscathed?
No, obviously not.
I will not run those numbers then.
Do you understand what human morale is?
Yes, I am
yes, man,
trying
is
to...
crying most days.
Oh, I am sorry, yes, man. And I salute.
By the way, can we agree that the Imperial salute is just from Red Dwarf? That, like, the whole, like, fake fascist thing where they, like, do the worldly arm thing
okay,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, hit their foreheads?
We need to figure out how
any,
to get
anything else on Jerk Team?
Yes.
I'm just going to say we need to figure out how to get...
Oh, I will say this. As far like you do a quick check of your equipment as you regain your feet, your radio works, the map of the derelict works, and you are able to pinpoint the other members of your squad.
Okay, so they're still alive.
So your technology works at least within the structure itself. But you wonder if you would be able to get a transmission out to the Vengeance to get a call for help.
Okay.
We'll side wipe on that to Team 2. Which consists of...
Excellent.
Consists of separated on the other side. You hear the explosions, but you otherwise didn't get as clear of a glimpse of the enemy as W1 did and the rest of you. You saw the cloaked figure at the end of the hallway, and then, like, the floor just rose up by itself at the end of the three-way junction, like, through you at the end of one hallway.
And
so, Cheeto, Dart, W1B, and your three survivors are Crickets, Soapbox, and Dodger.
Oh, boy.
And, Jerk, at the, bear in mind that your radio does work between teams.
Tell people that are live on my screen, are y'all actually live, though? Are y'all, like, injured? What's going on? Come back to me, Dart, somebody. What? Are you there? Officer Jerk Mayhoff, I need you to respond and let me know what the team's up to.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I heard a huge bang and I just flew all across. Oh, goddamn, man. I don't know where I am.
Can you make sure that the rest of the team is okay?
Cheeto's trying to press on his helmet to try and talk to you.
Can you put me in with Cheeto? I think we might be able to have a better
time. Hey, who's that fuzzy little bastard? Oh, hey, there you are, Cheeto. Here you go.
Cheeto hears all of this. His radio works.
Why do you pass it to each other like it's a fucking phone? It'd be your helmet.
I just take my helmet off.
Just hold both helmets to your ears. Both ears.
I just have your helmet up against mine.
Alright, there you go.
I cut in and I say, Captain, I regret to report that the entire team has maintained sentience, continuing to maintain sentience.
Well, that's good. I mean, unless they're, you know, legless, I guess.
My charts seem to indicate that they have all of their limbs.
Okay, that's good.
Wait, separated.
Did Chattington somehow get his legs back?
No.
Oh, Chattington.
Is Chattington in more than a piece?
I regret to report that Chattington is in multiple is disassembled quite effectively.
You detect traces of Chattington extending at least 15 Imperial units from the point of explosion.
Chattington's top has expanded exponentially from his bottom.
Right. Well, today was a total loss.
Yeah, that's not the worst news you could give me.
I'm softly playing an Imperial funeral tune.
I think you would get.
This is the opposite of affection.
Can y'all figure out a way out? Is the Jedi around you?
It is incredibly dark and moldy and dank, but otherwise there is no sign of the Jedi for now.
Do we have some sort of dark vision in our helmets?
You can switch to an infrared mode, yes.
Can I do some sort of perception, like scan or whatever, of like the hallway that we're in, what's left of it?
Certainly. And again, the radio signals and maps do work within the structure itself.
Yeah. Would I be able to, from where
then
we
you
are?
Could, you could. I'll also remind you, you can hook into the ship.
I was just about to
itself
say, yeah.
And temporarily power isolated stations that you're hooked up to. So on Team 2 or Cheeto's squad, there is Cheeto, Dart, 21B.
Wait, oh yeah.
And now that you're separated, you do clearly feel like I'm certainly the most popular. I'm certainly the most capable warrior is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So without the normal war chief, I am in charge now.
Look at all of you.
Look up.
I take my helmet back and put it back.
For the listeners, Cheeto just pumped their heart and pointed at themselves as though to assert dominance.
Well, according to Imperial regulation, Cheeto is is ranked higher than Dart and is the acting officer on the team.
So, like, captain, first corporal, second corporal.
Wait, how high is Grunt?
Cannon fodder is the more appropriate term.
That's pretty high, though, here. Right? Right? Got oh, okay. Y'all ever been frozen carbonite?
No, jerk. Does it ever occur to you to contact the Star Destroyer?
Yes.
When would you like to do that?
Now.
A lot of prompting there.
I'm going to contact Edris Elba.
Would we have to use the ship's antenna, or can we do it from our helmets? Do we have the capabilities to?
It depends what your priorities are. In theory, W1 tries to think of ways that would be possible. But as far as your mission parameters are now, you've encountered an opponent that outclasses you. Unless you can regroup and isolate and terminate them, the best options are retreat and get reinforcements so that you
can. That's my plan.
So that you can pin him down and terminate him.
Right. Yeah, I want to get our team back and get reinforcements. So I do want to call the.
You mean you're not just going to wander aimlessly into a ship where you know an enemy is?
No.
Alright, shocker.
I know. We're changing it up.
Changing it up, alright, cool.
I was gonna say, can I do, like, a perception check to see if there are, like, little holes to crawl around in?
Actually, you absolutely can. Go ahead. Jerk attempts to contact the Vengeance, but you're only getting static in response.
What the fuck? Come on, Edris, pick up.
There appears to be structural interference from the shipwreck.
Would I be able to get into the ship and, like, use the ship's antenna or use the ship's comms to communicate to our ship?
You link into a comm station, computer station in the wall, you ascertain that you could do this if you were able to get into the communications array, which is going to be near the main bridge. However, that is going in almost the complete opposite direction of the hangar, which might be more prudent to escape.
Could you make more noise? Insipid bastard. Pick up a crinkly ass cracker package, start coughing away with the goddamn black lung. You want to start farting? You want to fart as well? And just like really just fill the atmosphere with noise.
I've turned on the same thing with cracking open a beer can late at night, just like.
Yeah, so I relay this information to the captain, just like, if we want, there is a comm station I can get to where I would be able to potentially use the ships.
That sounds like a good idea.
But it is in the opposite direction, sir, of the hangar, which we might need to go to escape. It's your call.
Let's make the priority getting our team back and get out of here. Then.
So to the hangar?
You calculate while connected to the ship,
mm-hmm.
There would be a route to rendezvous potentially on the way to the hangar bay if you were to go that direction.
Like technical layouts, like the floor plan.
You could attempt to access the ship's computer, temporarily power it with yourself. And try and ascertain that information.
Yeah, can I roll for that?
Go ahead, yes.
For the listeners, we're just raising our hands now. Just
like. Steve had a funny thing to say.
What's that?
Oh, it was more of a funny thought if this was the... If
that's
this
still
was
a thing.
Yeah. Is that we can't... So, Jerk can't signal back to the Star Destroyer, but he's still receiving incoming calls about the Star Destroyer's, extended Star Destroyer warranty.
Like, the Empire made sure to pay for that.
Side white.
Okay.
Back to the deck of the Star Destroyer. The ensign at his station. Beta Squad. Captain! Stegman is still 2 weeks up. Ider stares out at the viewport, at the bright horizon of Mirkir. It's most of its surface covered in trees. Shoulders tense as though he heard nothing. Wait. There's something weak coming through. Looks like HUD feeds from Alpha. Isolating. Aiders turns towards the workstation. On screen. Several view screens light up with HUD cams, most showing blaster fire and a Stygian figure in a gray, tattered robes, cutting each trooper apart with a green laser blade. The other officers on deck watch in stunned silence. Idris's wide-eyed stare betrays his outward composure.
Yeah, we're getting sued.
Yeah, we're going down for that one.
We're getting
just side wipe. We're probably getting sued for this one also. A green laser thrusts through the bulkhead hinges from Dart's face and begins cutting through.
Dart shits himself.
Actually,
roll for perception.
Roll that.
Roll that.
Oh my god, I really want this
to end. Roll for dexterity.
Roll for turn order, please.
Oh.
At this, like other trying times, the comforting words of your father echo in your memory, Dart. It is widely accepted swamp wisdom that the speed of any engine craft is directly proportional to how shoddy it is. Remember, boy, there is no substitute for chrome.
What?
Is there a substitute for chrome?
Yeah.
Wise words.
Because the boo... Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, you would understand.
I know. What is that swamp?
Fucking Nodlin, get out of here.
But that occurs to you, thinking about the potential escape routes, better find a fast ship.
Okay, but where's said Jedi? Is Jedi... You said the Jedi is... Is it just the...
H-O is Jedi.
Oh, H-O is Jedi?
Yes. You jump back a short distance from the wall, and motherfucker cut through it with his green laser sword.
Oh, he's
like it was nobody's business and just came through.
All right, out of instinct, I take a headshot and use all my luck.
Hell yes.
When it's your turn...
Oh... Well, I thought it was my turn.
Not yet. You six on that list?
No, I am 5'1". I'm losing a hand.
We had a brief friendship.
No, you'll be fine.
No, I'm not. He's right there, and I'm there.
2-1-B, somewhere near your feet, one of the other stormtroopers dropped your specimen. The containment capsule broke, and the creature was impaled in glass. Hironoda rushes forward, his lightsaber held sort of over the crown of his head, as he whips it back in an arc and subdivides Crickets.
Oh no!
So he is dead, and that is his turn. Next up is Dart.
Alright, well, as I said before, out of instinct, I pull my blaster and I aim for his head.
Roll it.
I'm using all my luck, though.
You're rolling with a natural 7?
Yeah.
So, let me, just as far as clarity, this is a ranged attack, yes?
Well...
Yes.
But he's very close. He's very close,
Yeah, but I'm still using a blaster.
Using it as a projectile.
If he uses all of his luck, he's rolling at a 10.5 right now. Does that not beat the fucking Jedi? Oh my god!
Hold on. Let's see what I roll, okay?
10.5, you said?
It's a 9.5. It's a 9.5.
It's a 9.5. That's the highest anyone's ever rolled this game.
And ever will.
Give me a moment, I'm doing math. While intoxicated.
Hopefully the Jedi's intoxicated.
He's just woke up eight. So fucked up.
From his perspective, he's been hanging out at derelict ship for years in the fucking forest.
He has no idea what year or day it is.
Actually, it is quite remarkable. that was the one lucky shot.
We got him!
I got him!
Wait, got him!
Wait, no way!
Dart, watching his comrade get subdivided inches from him, raises his shot, his blaster, and takes a shot at Hero's face, who does indeed, in an uncanny fashion, turn toward the weapon almost before it is fired, and already begin to arc his body. To block the shot with his weapon, and in the path of the shot, burns himself with his own weapon.
I thought you were gonna say it like it fucking JFK's again. Like he doesn't expect the JFK magic where it just goes around.
He is quite shocked by this, but not taken out of the fight.
So he's just scathed himself with his own lightsaber.
You do see his eyes go wide for a moment in pain as they meet yours, through the visor, of course.
Right. As is tradition.
His eyes go wide in pain and glare at you before you see him kind of almost imperceptibly turn his hips, shoulders, all of his attention on you.
Sick. I'm gonna die. All right,
Cheeto, you're up next.
Is Crickets definitely dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so Cheeto typically looks really pissed off and gets angry, but this time Cheeto's a little taken aback and he's scared because he remembers all the things that he's been told about the wizards. Out of fear and protection, Cheeto walks up. Which stormtrooper is this?
The one closer to you is Dodger.
Okay, can I walk towards Dodger?
You can move as an action, and then you would have a limited number of type of actions at that point.
So,
what do you have in mind?
Well, I was having in mind to throw Dodger at the at hero, because I have get help.
So okay.
I can pick anybody up and throw them. However many I roll, 1d6.
You may attempt to do this.
Okay. 4 strength to throw. What's Crickets? No.
Crickets isn't. What?
Crickets is dead. You are throwing Dodger.
I am attempting to stun the Jedi so we can.
A moment of fate.
Oh, oh yes! That's what's
ooh.
Up. That's
yeah,
plus
that's
2.
A good ass roll.
Plus
good.
2.
So that's 4.
Cheeto takes the wheel. Eating the fucking stormtrooper.
Eating the stormtrooper that's still glaring from the burn. Sees it coming through, turns, ducks,
and subdivides it.
Damn. Well, he's distracted.
Hero dreams.
Can I say something?
Sure. What do you want to say?
I mean, it's in Cheeto language.
Of course.
But he starts flailing wildly and pointing towards the exit and making a bunch of sounds. Like,
while the rest of the air before they cut
him out.
Darts,
he's assuming he's
Dart actually understands what Cheeto is saying. But the rest of the team get your general message, especially after the Jedi, in as many turns, cuts one stormtrooper from top to bottom, and then you hurled another stormtrooper at them, and he cut that one in the middle from the waist.
Darth Maul style.
Well, let's get out of here.
Stormtrooper soapbox. Yeah, next is 2-1-D.
Fucking traitor.
Oh, soapbox flees?
He was, sorry, he was already towards the back. So fled here. Cheeto moved here and threw the stormtrooper at HO, who is now dead. The X here is the first stormtrooper that Hero killed, and Dart is here.
And I have a fucking lizard, like, dying in my hands, too? Or, like, it's right
at
next
your,
to me?
At your proverbial droid feet, yes.
Yeah, Cheeto's okay. Motioning towards an exit. And I guess I'd assume that, like, just because I was accessing those files, I know where the most, so...
The direction that you can tell that the direction that Cheeto is pointing is more or less in the direction of the hangar.
Has anyone radioed into Jerk and
that you were under attack? No, no one has had a chance.
I imagine no one has had the opportunity. Also, I mean, if you spray with the fucking cat bottle again, I will. I can say things while Hutch is saying okay. Like
I say a lot.
I know how much time I have.
If the intercoms haven't gone on fire with just bisected like multiple times and being picked up by an Ewok, be like no.
We're like see single says no.
So I calmly radio into Jerk and I say I like. Captain, it appears that multiple comrades have been bisected by enemy.
bisected as they have been caught by the enemy, or literally bisected?
As in, we Both. Have four more stormtroopers than we did before, or what? Rather.
Wait, we have more? Mm-hmm. Or you mean less?
The math is complicated.
You mean less? There's more.
Jerk, you are now aware that yes, indeed, the other team is quite fucked.
And
with a hard F, by the
way. Do y'all have any way out? Otherwise, you need to tell me now.
We perceive an escape route to the hangar. And I look over at Cheeto, who's just like, I'm just like pointing in a direction.
Can you understand the
direction that Cheeto is pointing does have a blast door that could be closed en route.
Is Soapbox or whatever
look,
her
I'm
name
flying
fucking
on
running over
right
there?
Now, so.
Yes,
Soapbox. So she's gonna have to open the hangar.
Get the fuck out of there,
so
is my command, as fast as possible.
Yes.
Why wouldn't she be?
I'm not saying
what's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there isn't anything wrong with it.
Women can be soldiers.
I never said that. You're putting words into my mouth.
Wow, Trajan.
Wow.
You know, as Trajan, yes,
Trajan
I would say that. But as Taylor, no. I more for the Empire.
Actually,
that's Trajan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Sorry. I'm just method acting too hard, y'all.
They're the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about because the entire again not to the trying to remember the entire reason we're fucking here is to get these lizards, right?
The primary objective was to discover why there were imperial shipments as well as traders, merchants disappearing on this planet was the primary mission. The secondary mission was to recover live specimens of the Salamiri lizards.
So technically, mission accomplished.
Yeah, we just have to get out alive.
We know what caused the disturbance, and we got
exactly
a lizard and a half.
Ideally, the stated notion was that you would stop it, but they also thought it was going to be pirates or insurgents. Nobody said anything about it being a rogue surviving Jedi.
Right. And if you can get some lizards, that'd be nice.
Has Strudel made it to the area to get in touch with Edris Elba?
Did you send?
Yeah, I sent Strudel out.
I haven't done an actual thing.
Yeah, it's still Hutch's.
I haven't done an actual thing. All I did, so all I've done is establish a little bit of contact, but I mean, you know, other than I was going again. So 2-1-B is being the medical minded droid he is. Wants to extract as much information from this lizard as he can, especially its anti-force capabilities. Mm-hmm. And so I jab a needle deep up into the force bits, which I know very intimately of where they are on the lizard.
I'm strangely turned on right now.
They're in a quick sonic scan to get a sense of what organs it has remaining.
I wanted to go to Dreamers, I'd go there.
And extract as much information about and any anti-force capabilities that they could have.
You take
fluids.
Roll it, but likely you were able to take make an intelligence roll or whichever is
intelligence is
and you take several samples for future study.
Ooh, okay,
that's a 6. So
fantastic. You were able to take soft and hard tissue samples as well as fluid samples from several points. You do have a movement action remaining, if you would.
I'm just gonna use my movement to.
I was gonna know the 5Ds
cool.
Dodgeball.
The rest of you retreating toward the blast door make repeated shots on the.
So what is the end of Hedges' turn? You
going towards the door?
Okay. Yeah. Continuing with the theme of the. One of the most ridiculous things that any of you have ever seen, besides cutting in half the stormtrooper that you hurled at him, poor Dodger, the Artful Dodger, per the book.
The Artful Dodger, yeah. Besides
all of them, you all attempt several blaster shots against the Jedi, and he miraculously seems to block them. With his lightsaber. From there, you were able to shut the retreats behind the barricade, shut the blast doors, and for a moment, there is silence.
We just stop?
Sidewipe.
Scooby-Doo ending.
Meanwhile...
Jerk team.
It was
roll
Joe
initiative.
Along.
Roll initiative, boys.
Thank you.
Roll one.
Two.
Old man Rogan.
Six. Boom.
Great. Hey, great job. Great job.
Four.
Do
a six.
Team. Hey, we guys. Didn't die.
Jerk.
One.
Six.
One.
Or two, actually.
Well,
I got a two.
We didn't die.
So
we
well,
didn't.
It
just comes through the wall again right by your head.
Three. Three for shame.
W1, three.
Liv, those are Liv's favorite Star Wars movies.
Really?
What, are you trying to impersonate the
you like the
Trade Federation people?
Yeah, the people that when
I'm
you're
trying,
when
like
he's getting
Gunran?
Through the door, yeah.
Without the droid, the car!
It's super racist, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The whole movie's fucking racist.
Honestly, now when I listen to Jar Jar Binks, it is incredibly difficult not to hear, minstrel show kind
of. Oh, yeah, someone portraying a racist West African accent.
That's the character I should have played. Was one of those aliens.
No, you should have absolutely played a Gungan. I would have loved.
No, not a
Gungan,
but the senators, the ones
the Trade Federation,
the Trade Federation, the merchants, the Trade Federation people.
Yeah,
with the proboscises.
The tattered robed Jedi drops from a ventilation shaft in the hall behind you.
No,
what the fuck? How the fuck did that happen?
Do we see him?
You see this map. So this blocked off passage is the area that you had just come from. And the clear passage is more or less in the direction of the hangar bay.
So that's Strudel, and then we have Favorite, and then who the fuck is the other one?
Yes, man.
Yes, man, yeah. Cool.
Okay, do we hear him, is it an obvious drop down?
It is a semi-obvious drop down, given that y'all are freaked out on alert.
Right.
So, Trajan.
I put my blasters kind of like at my side. Master Jedi, charmed, I'm sure. My name is
walking slowly towards you.
My name is Captain Zorn.
He's not a fucking captain.
We meant you no harm. We did not know you were here.
That part is true.
Perhaps we could work out some arrangement where we don't try to kill one another.
He's still just walking like, you know, Halloween Michael Myers pace.
I don't stop walking backwards.
Can we make a perception check?
Go ahead.
I don't stop keeping the distance. If the other stormtroopers want to just stand there, they're welcome to, but I keep walking backwards away from the Jedi as they advance. But I'm just saying, like, holding hands and using as much of my charisma as I'm allowed to, we were simply sent to see why trade routes were being interrupted.
Nice.
We weren't sent to kill you. Perhaps we could work out some kind of arrangement.
His only reaction is that for a moment he blinks his eyes, and when he opens them, his irises changed color to a striking yellow.
Wait, yellow?
Kind of a yellow-orange, a little bit of a red on the outside, if only for a moment.
I start signaling, Zorn's favorite. I pull my ear really hard.
What does that mean?
I'm signaling you.
To what? What the fuck, Captain? What do you want me to do?
Don't listen to him. That's what I want you to do. Ignore him.
Fine.
Okay, but what else do you want? Like,
we need
what?
To get the fuck away from him.
Okay, agree.
I grab
the group of you takes like a 5-foot step, in step with him.
I'm going to say out loud as we are kind of backing up in step. Is your Padawan? And I say the Padawan's name to the Jedi.
When you say as soon as you say as soon as you say the name, Kosai Shiitake.
Not you. I didn't want you to ask. I wanted Zorn's favorite to ask, because then he'd kill Zorn's favorite, not the robot that I like. God damn it.
He does stop. He does break stride.
I want your approval.
Just seeming to pause and step and wait just a few moments as the sound of that name begins to clear the air. His right hand whips out.
Oh no.
Can it still be my turn? I've only talked.
What are you? You may continue speaking.
The moment I see that it's worker one being hurt potentially, I yell out, if you don't want to listen to reason, so be it, Jedi. Beta Squad, blast this fuck.
God damn it.
And I use. So say we all. Allies receive +1 per rank to any role.
Charisma?
Yes, because I'm inspiring. I'm a captain.
Oh, okay.
You're not a captain.
It says class captain.
You're not.
No. I am.
No, you're not.
I'm defending somebody I like. This is character.
That's fair.
He likes me.
You say that, the other troopers raise their rifles.
I'm just like watching me like be mutinized like by Trajan.
Jerk just shrugging his shoulders and shaking his head like, what the fuck?
Like, why am I here?
And that question.
I was a Marine.
The metal cylindrical object floats into Hero's hand as he hurls it, igniting midair with its verdant blade past W1 all the way to... who did we decide was the stormtrooper at the end of the hallway?
Oh, that's Strudel. Yeah, everyone. That's why I chose him to get out of here, because I like him. Like, he's good at his job.
He's walking real fast. He's ready. He's got his weapon raised. And the lightsaber ignites through his gut.
Jesus Christ.
You can't see his face, but from his posture, he looks agonized. He raises his head. And over the radio here. Smell burning. Left the oven on, Mama.
Oh, God.
Jesus
Christ.
Ed begins to fall toward the ground.
Straight up!
Oh, like how y'all give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, well, all right.
I will say that my action was, so say we all, for every natural charisma the player has, allies receive plus one to any roll per rank.
I did roll, well, I rolled for a hero. I can roll dodge for a poor strudel.
No. I mean, fuck him. I meant for the rest of us.
For the rest of you? Yes, it would apply skill bonuses.
Okay.
Nice. That's
okay.
Six.
Yeah.
But same deal. You all are heading for the end of the hallway, which does have a blast door that you can seal.
So, has Hero taken his lightsaber back yet? Or is it still ingrained in the guts of Shiro?
Not yet. It is still very much activated. It roughly in the solar plexus region of Morstru.
I'm going. Is it my turn?
Next is Hero.
Shall we say he's a toaster strudel now?
Run. Oh, he's toast, all right.
Yeah.
I did.
Yes.
Hero cleaved in half.
Seems to rush forward. It's almost like a stop image that skips. He appears in front of Yes Man. His lightsaber is pulled from midair through a strudel, and he beheads Yes Man.
No!
He does not say a word, in fact. His eyes are still yellow, though.
Yeah. Why are his eyes yellow?
Because I mentioned his fucking Padawan and made him go all fucking Sith Lord and shit.
Why?
I just superpowered him with my goddamn strategy. I blink, like the image is so fast, but I think about my Imperial training. I just try to steal my mind, and I go, the lizard! Open the fucking case! Lizard, don't throw the lizard at him! No one throw anything at him! Bring it out of the box!
Right.
Now!
Is it alive still?
Yes!
Yeah.
It's got the live lizard. But did you put air holes in it?
Is it conscious?
It just,
yeah.
It,
out
it just like, kind of looks at you and like raises its arm at you weakly and paws at the glass.
So this is what I wanted to try to do. Where is the escape?
It is this way. So this here would be the blocked off by the wreckage from being force welded.
So this guy's head is apart from his body, and he's on the ground.
I'm hearing a lot of...
Where is Hero looking? Where's his attention right now?
He beheaded the guy, and he is turning... as soon as he made the motion, every part of his body was fluidly pointing toward Jerk.
While he's maybe not looking at me, I do want to, if I can, quickly open the lizard's capsule... And then I want to run, kind of, if not through the body, around the body.
I could say you could take a 5-foot step diagonally to try and interpose yourself.
Well, I want to actually be the opposite, because he's looking at Jerk. I want to kind of go the opposite way. And I want to try, because the bit of plastic thread, the rope I have, I want to try to tie it around him, his foot.
Okay.
And so if I could just open Lizard's capsule, and then
you're able to do that as a free action.
Tie, and then I want to attempt to tie. I guess it would be a
So roll dexterity to tie the thread to the foot of the Salamiri.
Yes. Oh no, the foot of the Jedi.
Do some lasso?
Why?
Why would you give the Jedi
lizard, which negates his power?
No, I'm giving him the... It's tied to the capsule.
Is he tying the lizard to the Jedi?
I'm tying the capsule to the Jedi, because then if we run away, it's like on his leg. It's like stuck on his leg.
And he has to waste an action. This isn't a fucking Tom and Jerry episode.
I'm trying to survive. I will say that for the first time in Yes Man's life, he is obstructing something, or in his death.
Okay.
He's obstructing something. So his body does prevent you from getting close enough to tie the capsule to Hero's
leg. Okay, so Yes Man... A quick scan over Yes Man's body. What has he got on him?
He has the standard stormtrooper equipment. He has most of his equipment is on a utility belt by his waist. He has a blaster. Most of armor, his head. pretty standard.
Yeah. Equipment. So I'm going to crawl over him and grab his thermal detonator.
Okay.
And can I use? I'd burn an experience point if need be to just like put like a timer onto that detonator, like fucking.
Okay, and what's your plan after putting a timer on it?
I just, because I'm on the body and he's right in front of me, I just want to like put it by his place it by him and then roll off the body.
See, so you need to put a timer on it though.
Yeah.
As the scene with Chattington proved.
Can I alter that timer to be a remote?
I'm just running out at this point.
Sure.
Yeah, so
Which one?
So you want to make this a remote detonated detonator.
That's a very neutral roll, my guy.
Yep, so 4.
You are able to convert this to a radio transmitted remote detonation.
Cool. And if I could just like,
so you will be able to submit a radio signal basically and detonate the device.
And I just want to like roll it, put it at his feet, or leave it, put it on the side of the body facing him. Whatever. And
you are able to do that, and then.
And then I want to run towards the
toward the blast door.
Yeah, towards the blast door.
This is what happens when you smoke before a game.
Woody, this is a great idea. I'm gonna blow him up.
Yeah, but how long did it take you to get to that conclusion?
You should tie a rhythm on the thermal detonator.
That was a good idea because that would have slowed him down while we were running.
Psychologically,
no.
You are able to do all of this. Next is Jerk's turn.
Cool. Can I hit that before I make my decision? I gotta get on a similar.
So you've tied a rope so that if he steps into said rope,
I don't have anything with the rope. I just.
He was able to reprogram a thermal detonator to remote detonation.
It's still on the body in front of the Jedi, more or less. So if we can keep him in that area for another little bit. And the lizard's out.
Lizard's out.
As I'm running, I say, the lizard is out.
Okay.
Lizard is out, Captain.
Pass me the onion chips.
So I do have like a naturalist kind of background, right? And I am interested in like species on different planets.
Right.
Do I know something that would piss this lizard off enough to just go after Hero? Am I aware like, oh, this might work?
This is a pretty obscure lizard, right?
Animal behavior is not so obscure.
Yeah, I could just like,
you think you could frighten it maybe in the direction of Hero?
So I know that maybe the lizard might not like me shooting at the back of its legs. Like, it might run away from that into Hero. Am I like...
It absolutely would.
Sick. Well, I'm going to roll for that, then.
Roll dexterity to attempt to shoot to frighten the lizard.
So that's -3?
That's -1. Because
okay, so
two.
I have a 3.
Oh, you hit the lizard, all right.
I hit it. No, wait. Where did I hit it? Did I hit it in the tail? Because it's fine. It's going to grow another one. Yeah.
You attempted to shoot behind it at its feet, near the tail, but just your like captain soldiering instinct, you hit it somewhere near the hind legs.
God damn it.
Which blew out just about all of its internal organs and cooked them from the inside.
Zorn just blinks in disbelief and says, "What did you just do? You just
trying
shot
to scare it?
What?
To Hero?
You were trying to scare it by shooting it?
Yeah, what am I gonna do? Scream at it?
It's better than fucking killing it!
I ain't gonna do shit!
What do you mean? What do you mean? That makes no sense!
Oh my god.
I mean, like, what am I gonna do? I'm just gonna keep running.
Blastors. We gotta
blast
get the blast.
Dunk. You retreat for the blast doors. Toward the end of the hallway.
Blast doors.
You are able to shut them.
Can't ignite as we get on the other side of the blast doors.
You watch the iris of the blast doors slowly close before you detonate. But you almost swear that you saw him look toward the detonator the moment before you pressed the button.
Did he jam it? Did he whammy my detonator?
it still goes off, but you see him react well before you actually triggered the explosion. So,
the Death Ranger squad makes more sense.
Cheeto squad. You all arrive at the hangar bay. A quick sweep of the hangar, though, is not very promising. But Dart's eyes alight like a kid in a candy store. In one of the bays, he spots a Nabooan Royal Shuttle.
Ooh.
Covered from stern to bow in well-polished chrome.
Hey, my dad said something about chrome once. Can't remember, but I know it's good.
Don't worry, boy. I'm proud of you. So you see the cruiser, and shortly after, Jerk's team comes sprinting through another entrance. Though your cloaked adversary follows scant minutes later at a walking pace.
God damn, dude. Fuck this guy.
Suddenly, as you are all retreating toward the same craft, having ascertained presumably a working transport, he seems to stop pursuit behind you for a moment, standing in the threshold, staring up at the ceiling as though looking through it, maybe? He raises his hand and tightens it into a fist.
Everybody fucking run as fast as you can.
W1, you detect devices throughout the ship beginning to whir to life. Sidewipe. Command deck of the Vengeance.
Sir, we're detecting multiple power surges from the derelict. That thing's operational.
The barrage of missiles launched from the crashed cruiser at the Star Destroyer. Captain Lancaster, rising.
Raise shields! Brace for impact!
The deck lurches forward as the hull erupts with explosions. Lancaster rises from the deck, turns his hard, furious visage toward the derelict in the viewport.
Target that derelict and open fire!
Don't do that.
All weapons!
The Vengeance erupts with turbolaser artillery and proton torpedoes. Sidewipe.
I say, this is like last time, except we're being attacked by both sides.
The old cruiser begins to shake violently and twist around you, accompanied by an orchestra of explosions, while Beta Squad attempts to secure themselves in the Nabu shuttle.
Trajan, get us the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah,
right
oh, no,
now.
I didn't think about that before. No, yeah, yeah, it's my time, isn't it?
It's
like, I'm pressing the buttons to start the engine. Oh,
we all stop fighting this fucking thing!
The master pilot should pilot the ship.
I'm just pushing the buttons for you.
No, you press the escape button. What are you doing?
Cheetah's pressing buttons?
Yeah. Everyone stop pressing buttons!
Then fucking drive!
I am! While I'm yelling at you!
The craft begins to rise, and Trajan. Yeah.
What do you want to do? Can I just say? Can I use stay on target?
Okay.
On target.
We're short on time.
I know. I'm doing.
Quigley.
Quigley.
Quigley, dude.
Plus your piloting skill.
That's a good ass roll.
Five, six, seven. That's a 14.
We're out, baby.
Yes. You are able to maneuver the ship in a convenient crack in the hull. That is slowly opening from the orchestra of rocket fire.
Yeah,
Trajan, you suddenly feel the odd sensation that someone is staring at you.
I'm sorry?
You glance out of the front cockpit window, and for a moment your gaze meets the Jedi as he stands motionless in the hangar bay.
Can I flip him off while I'm driving?
You certainly can.
Okay, I do that.
His eyes are a striking shade of yellow, visible under his hood.
Can I drive the pilot? Can I ship it pilot with my kneecaps and just hold both fingers up just to show him how good I am?
You certainly can. The Jedi shakes his head and the color disappears before he turns and flees. The shuttle rises rapidly and engines surge the craft forward to the open crack in the hull that you have found. And you are all greeted suddenly by the welcome sight of Mirker's bright noon sunlight. Less comforting is the battle-damaged Star Destroyer, its mighty gray hull charred and smoking from the surprise attack. Finn.
Yo! That is mean. The only people that got really hurt are...
It was only NPCs, I think. Yeah. But they were killed instantly.
Strudel and Yes Man.
And on the other squad, they lost Dodger. Zorn's favorite made it.
God damn it.
Damn it.
God damn it.
I feel like that's by design.
Yeah.
And Soapbox
made it. Damn, Soapbox. I thought he was dead.
She thought she was dead.
Reese, come on.
Wow. Yeah. All right, sorry.
Racist and sexist.
Soapbox. It's got to be tough to be a female stormtrooper. You know, it's like a fucking really male-driven fucking suit-driven deal.
Misa hungry.